It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hope you have all recovered from that fun, crazy Halloween weekend and that Halloween Monday night. I know I'm still on a bit of a sugar high myself. Hadn't had sugar for a while, and somehow that the kids' Halloween candy made it into my mouth. I don't know how that happened. So I'm still kind of reeling from that. It was a very exciting weekend. But now we're into November already. So you know what that means. I'm going to start talking about the holidays really, really soon. But I'm not going to do that this week. We'll focus on the first weekend of November because there's tons of cool stuff going on, non-holiday related. It is right around the corner. So we're going to talk about probably one of the biggest things going on in Charlottesville this weekend, starting on Thursday, is the Virginia Film Festival. And this is such a great thing. They're actually in their 24th year. I just read that, and I did not realize it had been going on for that long. And the film festival starts on the 3rd, runs through the 6th, and there are over 100 different films being screened during this weekend-long thing. And we'll start out kind of talking about the family day, because I think this is super special. I love that over the years, the Virginia Film Festival has really found a fun and unique way to incorporate the kids into this. So they really do kind of their own celebrity treatment type thing on the downtown mall. There's a bunch of family-friendly films, and there's performances outside. There's all kinds of fun. They're basically making it kind of a film-themed street fair, and that runs from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They complete with a red carpet walk. And so I think this is my thought for this day. Now, I'm actually going to be out of town this weekend. My husband's going to have the kids. But I'm thinking we're going to dress the kids up in their Christmas dresses because they wear those once. So now I'm thinking here are some more great ways to use those dresses that you paid too much for in the first place, and now we can bring them back in. So hopefully I did have growth spurts going on, so hopefully those last year's dresses still fit. So you dress the kids up in their kind of in their best, and you get to run the Well, maybe that's what some of my kids might do that. But walk the red carpet. They have a free screening of the Hollywood classic National Velvet, and that has Elizabeth Taylor and Mickey Rooney in it. What they're doing with the film festival this year is they're working with Turner Classic Movies and the Library of Congress. There's a really amazing series where they're taking classic films, and they've basically restored them so they kind of have a renewed life, so they look even better than they were. Rare collection of films. It's going to be really cool. National Velvet is a family-friendly film. That's at the Paramount at 10:30. There's also a there's free screenings of the Young Makers Film Academy films going on at the Regal Theater downtown at 9:30, and then also Lighthouse Studio Films at the Regal downtown starting at 11. And I've talked about Lighthouse before. Lighthouse is a great nonprofit that really kind of teaches and nurtures kids that want to get into film or production in that kind of area, and they do just amazing things there. There's all kinds of entertainment going on the downtown mall over by Paramount Theater. There's the Tie-Dye Jugglers. There's going to be Albemarle High School. Patriots will be singing there. There is the Academical Village People. Now, I know that will be interesting. The Salsa Club. There's just William Wilson Dance Studio, everything. There'll be a story time with Dr. Seuss books. There's actually something inside of Main Street Arena. They'll have crafts. And there will be ponies. Carriage Hill Farm will be there with their ponies. And I've been to several birthday parties at Carriage Hill Farm. The people that run Carriage Hill Farm are just amazing people, and they love animals and they love kids. So I think that will be really great. So that is just the family day that runs Saturday, November 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That is just family day. Now, there are over 100 films the rest of the time, that the rest of the weekend. And these films are, you can see them at the Culbreth Theater, Vinegar Hill, the Regal Cinema Downtown, Paramount, and Newcomb Hall. And it's not just films. There are going to be some high-profile guests here. There are all kinds of special events. There's parties. Just it's a great weekend that really brings lots of cool people into Charlottesville and then celebrates film and celebrates Charlottesville. I love it. And since we're talking about film, I'm going to go on to, because you know I always got to talk about food, so I'm sliding this in here. There are two food documentaries that are going on through the festival that I think are really cool. One is called Cafeteria Man, and it chronicles Chef Tony, and I'm probably going to pronounce his last name wrong. I apologize, but I think it's Garachi, and his efforts to green the public school diet for students in Baltimore, Maryland. And that was a very large school district. He actually now is the head of the school food program there. And that this runs on Friday, November 4th, 5:30 at the Regal downtown. And I have heard that Tony Garachi and the director of the film, Richard Chisholm, will be there. So I think amazing opportunity. You know, this guy is one of the kind of the groundbreaking people in this movement to really make school cafeteria food more healthy. And if you have kids in school right now, or if you can remember back to when you were in elementary school, I think it's better now than it used to be. There are more options in elementary school than there were before, but they have a long way to go. So I think this man is really kind of one of the groundbreakers on this, and what an important person and an important, you know, what a great opportunity to learn more about this and how we can help. Because I know in Charlottesville City, there's a big push this year, and the county there, we're getting there too. So, and then also another film, another documentary, really I guess shocking in a sense, called Farmageddon. And it's the story of how small family farms that were kind of providing safe, healthy foods to their communities have been forced out or forced to stop doing what they were doing by big companies. And this isn't a new story, but I think that if you've seen some of these food documentaries, you've heard a little bit about it. This is really based on these small family farms, and I've got to be honest, when I watch these things, it really hurts your heart at the same time, just thinking about what's happened. And it really makes you think twice about what you're eating. I'll tell you that. I was a late adopter to the organic thing. I'll admit that. But, I am all over it now. So, and that's on Saturday, at 3:00 at Regal downtown. So those are just two examples of films that will be being shown. You can get on their website, which is virginiafilmfestival.org, for the full schedule. There is something for everyone. It's all over town, all different times. It's just a really amazing festival this weekend. Going back to something that's real, I think, family friendly, the Paramount Theater has a really cool performance by the Barter Theater going on this weekend. It's their production of Civil War Voices, which is actually true stories of people who lived through the Civil War. And it's in their own words, and it's kind of done to music. And it's really one of the things I read on the website is that it's giving a perspective on the Civil War that's not contained in any history books. And I think, you know, history books can only go so far. This is true stories of true people. And I think it's really going to be inspiring and really a learning experience. And this is family friendly. The showtime is at 7:30 on Friday. Ticket prices are $24.50, $19.50, and $10.50 for students. Especially if you have like middle school or high school students, I think this would be a really, really great learning experience for them. And I'm actually giving away four tickets on SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville. So you can email Amy@SusieSaid.com if you would be interested in trying to win those tickets. So, and get that into me as soon as possible. I'll be doing the drawing on Thursday night. So there are a few events going on. Now, I know I already threw in one food thing, but I've got a couple other things that I want to talk about. One, there's an Apple Harvest Festival, and this is a little bit different than some of the Apple Harvest Festival, other Apple Harvest Festivals that have gone on throughout October, because this is at Albemarle Cider Works. Now, they will talk about the apple crop and apple growing in southern Albemarle County. They'll do all the kind of fun things, apple tasting, apple butter, cooking over the fire, all that kind of stuff. But they'll also do tours through the cidery and events in the tasting room. If you haven't been out to Albemarle Cider Works, this is out in North Garden, not too far from here, still in the county. And the cider, this is, you know, like alcoholic cider. They also have a fabulous, fabulous cider for the kids. And my kids just go crazy for it every time we go out there. But the people there are amazing. The view is incredible. The cider is, there's several different kinds and they are great. And they always have fun music and stuff like that. It's just a really beautiful, relaxing place to hang out. So that is on Saturday from 10:00 in the morning until 5:00, and that's free. And then they have, they actually also have on the grounds there vintage Virginia apples. And so you can get some apples too. And we've gotten apples there. It's just wonderful. So that's one food event. I will talk about one more food event at the end of this podcast, because this event doesn't actually happen until next week. So we'll, it's just something I want to get on your radar now so that you can get your tickets before they all sell out. And speaking of food, but not really food, there is an exhibit going on at It's put on by the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank, the Piedmont Council for the Arts, and it's at their City Space Gallery, which is downtown, right by the toward the end of the pavilion, right by the parking garage there. And this is a really interesting photo and audio story exhibit by an artist named Michael Nye, and it's called About Hunger and Resilience. And I think it's going to be breathtaking. I haven't seen it yet. They also have a first Friday opening is scheduled for Friday, November 4th from 5 to 8. And that's on the downtown mall right below the Market Street parking garage. First Fridays, if you don't know what these are, a lot of the galleries in town will have openings or invite people in. They'll have, you know, wine and cheese and that kind of stuff and really get give the community an opportunity to see what they have in store. I think sometimes, you know, if you are not an artist yourself, sometimes we're intimidated by these galleries. So it's really a way for the galleries to say, come on in and check out what we have here. There we have so many great artists here in Charlottesville, whether they're local here or in the area. So that's an opportunity to check that out. And that, again, that's called About Hunger and Resilience. I think that's going to be really neat. And then there's another fundraising event, and it's for the Marty Whitlow Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. And this is called their first annual Dance for Life. And this is going on at the Southern. And this was prompted by a local band called Scuffletown. The member of the band, his wife was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She is now in remission. But obviously, there was a long struggle to get to where they are now, and they want to try to help raise money. So the Gladstones are going to be there, Terry Allard and Scuffletown. This is on Friday night at the Southern. Donation price of $25 in advance, $30 of the show, and the money goes back to the Marty Whitlow Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. So that is that's at 7:30 on Friday. I think that'll be a fun event. It's always great to be able to raise money for something that's pretty serious and have fun at the same time. So I wanted to highlight that for that reason. And then another event that's coming up at the Southern. I love that the Southern, which we kind of always relate to, you know, adult music, they actually do some shows for families and their kids. And one of those is coming up on Sunday, November 6th. Elizabeth Mitchell, she is a Smithsonian Folkways recording artist, and she's been doing I love that they say music for children and their families. So it's not just your kid music that is like Barney. This is like cool music that the kids will like and you will like too. So it's kind of a folk music. Since 1998, she's been recording, and she's friends with Dan Zanes. And if you have young kids, you know that, you know Dan Zanes. He's another one of those that we can all listen to. I love that. And, he recommended that she should start doing some children's music. And she did it. And, she is coming here on Sunday. And that is at 11 o'clock in the morning. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 in the day of the show. That is a seated show. So you'll actually have assigned seats. And I think it's going to be really fun. So check that out on Sunday. And moving on, I once again, you know that I always am pretty, open about my search here to get back to health and back into shape again. So I want to talk about two great walks or runs coming up this weekend. And actually, these are very fitting for Susie Said, because I know most of our listeners and our readers are women. I know not all of you are. I know I have some great men that tune in too, but these both walks that are going on this weekend or runs that are going on this weekend benefit female organizations or female-centered. They are not female organizations, but female-centered organizations. The first that I would like to talk about is the 15th annual Run for Shelter 5K, which benefits the Shelter for Help and Emergency. This happens on Saturday at 8 a.m. The race starts at the Mud House Coffee Shop. Great place to start a race, because get a little caffeine, kick it in, and get moving, and then it ends at the Jefferson Theater. And this is a run, but walkers are more than welcome as well. And if you don't know much about the Shelter for Help and Emergency, I mean, I say this all the time, Charlottesville has some really amazing nonprofits, and the Shelter for Help and Emergency is one of those. They serve Charlottesville and the surrounding counties, and they offer programs for victims of domestic violence. They have an emergency shelter. They have a 24-hour crisis hotline, crisis intervention, counseling, case management. They really help women who have been who are in these tough situations and how to get them moving on with their life and keep them safe. And it just gives me chills to even talk about it because I think they do. And there are so many volunteers, and there are a small staff that works like a big staff at this nonprofit. They work so hard and do so many great things. So again, that's Saturday at 8 a.m. You can get on their website, the Shelter for Help for Emergency, or you can get on Suzy's Said, and we have a link to the registration for that as well. Another organization that's having a walk, the third annual Charlottesville NIDA walk. NIDA is the National Eating Disorder Association. And being a college town, I think we probably have a higher incident. I don't know this. I'm just saying this. A higher incident of eating disorders. It affects so many young women. It definitely affects men, too. But there's a higher rate in women. And in a society where we kind of expect perfection, I think this is a great organization. They do amazing work for women who are struggling with eating disorders or have struggled with eating disorders. And the theme that they're using this year, I love this. It's called It's Time to Talk About It, It's Time to Walk About It. And this is occurring on Saturday, November 5th also, 10 a.m. Registration and the expo begin at 9. So there's going to be some great companies there. And this is all about healthy fitness, about being healthy, about getting help, about, you know, counseling if you need it. It is such a positive, positive environment. And it's about spreading awareness and about the seriousness of eating disorders. So, and as you go through this, the walk goes through North Grounds of UVA, and you'll be able to hear inspirational stories from eating disorder survivors. They'll have a healthy lunch. There's a raffle with all kinds of great prizes from businesses. And it's really kind of I've done this in the past, and it is it's a really touching walk. You learn a lot, and I think you can get out there and support. I would guess that quite a few of you know someone who struggled with an eating disorder in their life, so it's a great way to support this cause. For information, you can go, again, we have this on Suzy Said, but you can also go to www.NEDAWalkSeville, which is NEDAWalkSeville.com. Pre-registration is $20, $25 the day of, and they do say you can bring kids and pets, $10 for a kid under 12 and $5 for pets. So this is really family friendly for even including your pets. So I encourage you to, if you want to get out and get moving, I think it's going to be beautiful out this weekend. I know it starts out a little bit chilly. Put on that fleece, put on some gloves, and get out there and walk or run for a good cause. And then last but not least, I want to talk about one more food event that's coming up on Thursday, November 10th. This event has been taking place for quite a few years. It's called Take Time for Women's Health. This is four chefs, four courses for a great cause. And what they do, and I'm actually on the board at Women's Health, I will put that disclaimer out there. But before I was on the board, I have attended this event every year because, one, I love food. You know, I love wine, and I feel very strongly and very passionate about women's health and how we need to take care of ourselves. And women's health meaning from the time that you are, you know, a preteen or a teen all the way to the time that you're in, that you're a grandparent or past grandparent stage. So that's why I want to talk about it, and that's why I'm involved in it. And this is such a great event. They do it at Keswick Hall, which is absolutely gorgeous, you know. And we do a four-course dinner and with four different chefs from four different fabulous restaurants in Charlottesville. Those four courses are then paired with wine from four different wineries. And I want to put this out here. All of these chefs and wineries are donating to us. So this is all about raising money for women's health. It's not about paying for the wine. And they are so excited. I've worked with some of the chefs this week, and they are so excited about this. I'm not going to tell you the menu because I want to leave it to kind of a surprise, but I will tell you who will be there. We have Brian Jones from Petit Pois, Harrison Keeville from Brookville Restaurant, Dean Maupin, who is the head chef at Keswick, and Matt Turner of Camino. And they have created some really amazing dishes, and then they're going to be specially paired by the winemakers. We send the menu over, and they specially pair this together from Cardinal Point, Del Fosse, Pollock, and Whitehall Vineyards. So individual tickets for this event are $100. Again, all this money goes back to women's health through all the programs that we do, the outreach that we do. It's also really a fun event. We're going to have there's a great auction, and I will say, business owners in this community step up for nonprofits. People have been so, so generous. And we have got a great silent auction with, items from in all price ranges. So don't think it's just because we say silent auction, it means lots and lots of money, because it doesn't. You can get some really great stuff. Just really great, donations. And then also we'll have live music from the Giovedi String Ensemble. So it's a beautiful evening. It is absolutely delicious. If you want information, again, this is, of course, on Suzy Said, but you can also go make your reservations online at womenshealthvirginia.org. And just that's Thursday, November 10th. And I will be there, and so hopefully will you. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we will catch you next week. Everybody's working for the weekend.